You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I'm just trying to see what your top says.
Liberal, miserable, and cynical.
Liberal, miserable, and cynical.
I think that's the order, yeah.
Well, what are we going to be looking at today?
So today we're looking at the bongos.
Which is an amazing, I mean, the bongos, it's like a collection of different,
it's a little pair. Yeah. Yes, and they're connected. So you have this little pair that have a little bridge between them, and you have both of them. And normally you would pop them between your knees. You'd be sitting down and have them between your knees.
Okay.
Sometimes you even have a little sort of soft groove on the outside. And so they're skin drums. And then, you know, the skin membrane over the top, skin or plastic. And one of the drums is bigger than the other. There's the male and the female drum. Yep, yep.
What? They went there.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And,
oh, come on.
And then you you play them, you know, as you're sitting down, you know, between your knees. And you have like sort of a, you know, your finger or flat. And they're kind of high pitched, so you'll be able to hear them. But I think when they're played sort of professionally or, you know, with a big band, then, yeah, sometimes they might mount them on a stand and they might play them with sticks.
Yeah, because I'm more familiar with them being up high,
yeah,
like level to the chest or a bit lower.
Well, see, in the 60s and 70s, you had a pair in your home and for jam sessions. You know, everyone had guitars, right, in the 70s?
You got to have that jam sessions covered.
And you popped it between your knees and you played it. So they're an Afro-Cuban instrument. So there's so much great music that comes out of the Caribbean, and I think there's been some acknowledgement that really a lot of it is so actually African-derived from the African slaves that were brought there. So they call it Afro-Cuban to sort of acknowledge that it's not like some sort of indigenous Cuban. It's from the African population there. And we're going to get a lot of, some of those instruments will come up because they're really amazing instruments. Mm. So bongo is one of them. So it's an Afro-Cuban instrument, really big deal in Latin music, well, you know, music from the Caribbean. And then because there's a lot of jazz that was really based on a lot of Latin music. And then there's other musics that have a lot of Latin influence, like disco. So it sort of leaked into popular music through probably not so much just listening to Latin music, but probably more from jazz and disco. You know, so it's not like
disco.
Disco is so much Latin. Like, so, yeah. So, you know, some of the artists we're playing today, it's not like they were listening to a lot of Latin. They were listening to sort of jazz or disco.
Right.
But it's also one of those instruments, I think, like some of the ones we've done, where if you're just a musician, it's a fun thing to add to your repertoire, to pick up or to add like a flavor to your song. Yes, there are some professional bongo players, but it is also something that people who play lots of instruments will just pick up.
I can imagine it could actually be quite a hard instrument to play, because I know that with most drums, depending on where you tap it, depends on like the pitch you're going to get.
Absolutely.
How you use your hands.
Absolutely.
Depends on the tone. So, I mean,
I grew up with a pair of them always in my home. Well, you know, it was the 70s, and it always sounded like crap when I play it.
Yeah.
So it looks accessible, and it is one of those instruments that, like, they'll make children's size ones because it seems so easy and something that everyone can own, like a recorder or something. But I actually, I think it's kind of hard to make them sound really good.
Absolutely. And to keep on going as well, because usually the bongo is kind of keeping this constant kind of tap or rhythm.
Yeah, they'll have a sort of a pattern that, you know, with open, closed hand, finger, and that tends to continue. And you'll hear like the different, you know, high and low that you get with the two drums and with the open and closed. And so what's the first track we are playing?
We're going to look at Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Okay, so who would have thought Beastie Boys have a bongo song? This is from a weird album of theirs that's all instrumental. And I think it's cool because, you know, everyone knows them as rappers, but they also did a lot of amazing things with their music production.
Absolutely. So we're going to listen to the Beastie Boys album, The Mix Up. And this track is Dramatically Different. That's what it's called. So we'll play that for you, if I can get anything.
Thank you.
What a fantastic song.
Yeah. You know, you probably didn't realize you're listening to the Beastie Boys there.
I mean, there are so many different, instruments that you could pick out of that and kind of look at. I mean, the tone of, I don't know if it's a guitar that they're using and like making it kind of sound
like a sitar.
Yeah, or if it is actually a sitar that they're using.
So they're going for, you know, they're using the bongo to sort of create this exotic feel. You know, they're not going for this really jamming Latin that you often hear the bongos do, but they're definitely trying to use this sort of more world music-y, hypnotic 1970s, you know, flavor. Some of the other famous songs that we're not playing today, though, but you know, that have really distinctive bongo is Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the Mission Impossible theme. So that high, you know, you'll see these listening to this high-pitched and... So Ben Harper, Burn One Down, Avenged Sevenfold, Brompton Cocktail, Jack Johnson Upside Down, all sorts of really, you know, metal and rock sort of, like I said before, I think it's something that musicians who just live music, it's one of those smaller instruments that they'll pick up and play. It is really important in Latin and probably, you know, 90% of the big sort of, you know, Latin big band music you listen to will absolutely have it, but they'll have a whole bunch of things going on. They'll have bongos, congas, claves, and you know, so I tried to pick ones that had just bongos so that you could hear it. And I guess when it was used as bongos rather than as a sort of a whole Latin percussion orchestra.
Yeah, I wonder if they play the instrument themselves. Do you know if they did or if they got somebody else in to play the bongos for them?
For this track? I don't know. But some of the other ones I looked at, they went and got it professionally. And because there are such really high-end Latin players that play this, you know, for their whole life. But I'm sure, like, the idea of it possibly comes from a jam session with people playing it. But I think once you're going to put it down...
You want it to be well-represented, right?
Yeah, once you're going to lay it down. So this next track is from another sort of odd music that doesn't use, you know, bongo normally.
I'm a big fan of this band.
Oh, yeah, so XTC. Yeah, and so, you know, how would you classify their music?
Like a little bit more electronic-y.
Yeah, so... And, you know, and they've had a really long go of it. And so, yeah, it's not Latin and they don't use a bongo in every song, you know, so they're using it here as like an extra flavor, especially for this track.
Shall we have a listen? Just have to wait and see. Oh, I haven't even started it, that's why. I didn't even make the turntable go.
There you go.
Sail around his soul from east to west, from pole to pole, an ego as his drunken captain greed, the mutineer had trapped all reason in the hold. The man who walked across his heart, he took no compass, guide or chart, to rope and tie his blood congeal, when he found himself revealed of the cold.
That flute as well, we were just saying up here.
Yeah,
amazing.
What a jammer. So probably similar, they're using bongo to sort of give you this sort of exotic mood, otherworldly atmosphere.
It's kind of like mysterious.
Yeah, and you just feel like I'm not in the, you know, I'm in the jungle or I'm someplace else. Now this next track, honestly, okay, so it's the band is called the Incredible Bongo Band, and they're not a real band. It's a guy who worked for a film studio and made film music, and he put some tracks together as the Incredible Bongo Band called it, and they're really bongolicious and really outrageous, and they kind of did nothing until hip-hop came out about five, 6 years later, and use this track because it had what's called a breakbeat. So instead of like a saxophone solo or a piano solo or a guitar solo in the middle of a song, it had just like a rhythm phase,
right,
which is became the foundation for hip hop.
Really?
Because it was that break in the music that then they would, you would get two copies of the record and so you can make the break longer.
Yeah.
And that's how where you got the break dancing, right? Or
cool
break beats. And so then this song, so this is Incredible Bongo Band Apache, became basically the foundation of hip hop. I mean, as I read about it, they called it, you know, the cornerstone sample, the national anthem of hip hop. And it has its own documentary. And it's just the most important song in hip hop music. And it has just such a great story behind it. So it'll be so familiar when you hear it. But it's, you know, based on the bongo.
Let's have a listen. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for coming in this morning.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.